If I'm worth it, who knows?
You're listening to CKUW on 95.9. This is Chris Mama Bauer at the helm for the newly branded The Sane Radio Hour. With me is Mr. Patrick McCallishan.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Am I on? Oh, shit. I mean, oh, snap. I wasn't prepared. I thought it was just going to be a secret, Svengali here.
All right. A big shout out to Mike Furnish, who is retired as our intrepid leader here at the Sane Radio Hour. So I was asked to literally fill in.
You've been given the keys to the castle.
Keys to the castle, exactly. So we're going to start today with some very bizarre Melvins, which was put out on the Amphetamine Reptile Records label last year. I'm holding the fancy Haze Double XL $5 CD, although here in Winnipeg, if you order this through the mail, it turns into about a $35
CD. Yeah, exactly.
But this is probably one of the stranger in the Melvins catalog. It is their tribute to Throbbing Gristle. It is completely instrumental, and it is called Throbbing Jazz Gristle Funk Hits. And we're going to start off this newly christened The Sane Radio Hour with Adrenaline.
We'll be right back.
All right, this is Sane Radio on CKUW 95.9. Also available online at www.ckuw.ca.
It's exciting that you're in charge of this thing. I remember when I started here, I was on Ted Turner's show. Ted Turner and Rob Villar had Dream Weapon, and they had like 15 hosts that kind of circled the drain, but every Thursday, like an hour before the show, that person would cancel, and I was doing it weekly. And then they finally gave it to me, and it was just like, you just thrown to the wolves. You know how to use a mixing board? Good luck.
Yeah.
But you're doing great.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
I appreciate the support.
No, you're going to be fine. And are you going to be coming in weekly to do this? Are you going to do some pre-records too? Or
yeah, we're going to do some pre-records. Robert, who's been a curator of the show for a number of years, will also be providing shows. I think he's with his schedule, he's more able to do the pre-recorded shows.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely want to up the amount of live shows that we've done. Probably for the last couple of years, we've done predominantly pre-recorded shows except for the Fun Drive.
And was there something going on in the world that kept us from getting down to the radio station and doing proper radio?
I don't know. I know for me, I was a little bit busy with my day job and various projects. But when it was suggested that someone needed to take over the show, otherwise it would disappear, I said I'd fit it into my schedule.
You rose up. That's awesome.
Yeah. And again, I thank Mike for trusting me with his baby, which he created here.
You're doing a great job. You're holding it close and propping up the head. Mm-hmm. So,
well, thank you.
So what do we got?
What we just finished listening to was Nick Dunstan, a jazz bass player, also composer, who's done a lot of experimentation in the free jazz world. Also, not so much on that track. And that track was called Turbulent, Fully Turbulent, from his forthcoming album called Cola Voce. On that record, there's going to be some electronics experimentation, a lot of different kind of compositional styles. Probably, if you needed to categorize it, to be somewhere in the free jazz realm.
So yeah, definitely sounded with a skronkin' and.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that was bass played with a bow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is it a solo album or is he collaborating with people on?
He's collaborating with. On other tracks, it's at a full orchestra.
No way.
Yeah. So, but an orchestra in a modern sense.
Yeah, yeah.
In the indie, putting a bunch of your friends together, similar to one of my favorite artists right now, Rob Mazurek, his Exploding Star Orchestra.
Okay.
And we'll hear a bit from Rob Mazurek in a little bit, but his Exploding Star Orchestra is kind of a mishmash of people as you can get them together, and it's kind of different every time. Usually, there's an electronics element to it. From at least him, if not more people involved.
Now, with these indie orchestras that you're talking about, is it like different skill levels? Like some people are just amateur tagging along with friends making noise, or are they all skilled somewhat in?
I would say that they're all skilled to a point. I don't know if all of them have like gone to school for that education, but they're coming from pretty robust scenes for creative music. These things are happening in Chicago and New York. Maybe one of these days in Winnipeg. I know that we do have an interesting and eclectic electronic-based creative force within Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take this time to say that moving in the future, as we were just talking about in terms of live shows, we would definitely like to be doing more live shows for the Sane Radio Hour. And we'd like to connect the electronic composers, the people who are doing interesting artistic stuff with sound. We'd like to have you on the show. We'd like to know where we can find your music, Bandcamp or otherwise. We would like to promote your shows. I think one thing that I've found, and I don't know if you would agree, but I feel like there's a bunch of people who know each other. There's little kind of clusters of us, but there really isn't.
There's not really a meeting place.
There really isn't. Yeah, there isn't a meeting place.
Not yet.
Not yet. Yes. And maybe we can create that
through
the medium of the show, which is why I'd like to do more live shows.
Sweet. Yeah. I'm into it.
So we just listened to Nick Dunstan, and then before that we listened to The Melvins. Again, that was from one of their $5 AMREP CD releases. And that was, and it was actually Melvins featuring Void Mains, the band Void Mains, who helped them create a tribute to Throbbing Gristle called Throbbing Jazz Gristle Funk Hits, and that was the first track, Adrenaline.
I love it. That was awesome.
All right. Now we're actually going to listen to Rob Mazurek, who is a very prolific trumpeter, composer. Okay. I think in the last, I would honestly say in the last year or so, he's put out 4 albums.
My God, he's like Acid Mother's Temple or the OCs.
Yeah. But all different types of stuff. This one is a solo performance that was recorded in Milan as part of a tour in which he visited stations like CKUW and performed these live on air.
All right, so is this like an instant composition kind of guy?
Sometimes. In this case, I think these are more instantaneous compositions.
Just for broadcast.
Yeah.
I love it.
But he also, like, again, with the Exploding Star Orchestra, with some of his other projects, it's more orchestrated.
I'm into it.
But here we are. He's doing everything on here, which includes trumpet, piccolo trumpet, piano, prepared piano, sampler, magic yellow bucket, bells, shakers, flutes, voice, and various percussion. So this is Rob Mazurek from Milan and collimated and trestled on the Sane Radio Hour on CKUW.
Peg, this is Adam Lowry, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9.
I love it. Experimental.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made
Ladies and gentlemen, here she
coming at you live from the historic Stampede and Cow.
Beaming in from the plains of Manitoba.
Direct from Diamond Tooth Gertie's in Dawson City.
For one night and one night only.
Here she is, folks, that big bone gal from Alberta.
We're just ironing out a kink. No, you gotta turn, here, there we go. We turn that off. Pop that out. Let's see what we got going on. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't worry, everybody. This is the maiden voyage. There is no icebergs in the water. We're just flipping around. Oh yeah, it won't open if this thing is turned on. Okay. So pop that.
There we go. Okay. Who's in here?
Okay. Is it just one CD or is it stacked on?
No, it's one CD.
Okay.
And I asked for track 8 and play.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
Mercy indeed. That was Alan Vega, posthumously. And a track called Mercy off of the forthcoming Insurrection album, which I believe is being released in late May.
Yeah, on In the Red.
On In the Red Records, it seems, with the last three or four releases, posthumous releases for Mr. Vega, that it's been a different label every time.
Yeah, I kind of... I'm into it. I mean, if there's enough stuff to come out, I remember Acid Mother's Temple were kind of the same way, where it was just like any label that wants to put them out just kind of has to petition and give them some kind of deal or throw some money at them. And then it's when you have enough stuff like that, I want to get to that point where like I just have enough stuff and they're actually labels that want to put me out, and then I don't have to worry about any kind of money. That's the dream.
Yeah, that's a great dream to have.
It's fun.
I would love to live that dream as well. You're listening to the Sane Radio Hour on CKUW 95.9 UMFM. Sorry, CKUW.
Damn, man. It's okay. It's our sister station.
Yes.
No one's going to fault you. Yeah, so how are you feeling about about becoming the captain?
Despite the bumpy roads we've had here today, I'm feeling pretty good about it overall.
You know, I've been doing this for almost 19 years, and those bumpy roads, it's like driving in Winnipeg. They're just there.
Yeah,
you're going to hit a pothole.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to get some damage.
And in my day life, I guess you can say, you know, my regular job is working with adults with intellectual disabilities. And one thing that I promote as the executive director at Arcane Horizon, which is where I work, is that mistakes are part of learning.
Oh, yeah.
And we can't protect people. We have to, you know, our job as support workers is to actually create environments in which people can safely learn. But
yeah.
But there's an inherent risk in being a human being.
Well, yeah, but you have to, I mean, you experience that. It's like my favorite metaphor is when you're driving standard and on a slope, when you stall out, you know not to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. You didn't wreck the car. You didn't hurt anybody else. You made a mistake and you just, that's not an option anymore. So now instead of having, you know, three doors to open, you know, one of them is wrong. So it's down to two and you just, you figure it out.
Right.
And also,
that's what we're doing here.
Well, it's experimental music, experimental radio.
It's experimental radio broadcasting.
Yeah, you did a mashup. You did like a weird twang trust noise jazz combo. That was, you said Rob Mazurek?
Rob Mazurek. That was Rob Mazurek that we listened to, culminated and trestled from his Milan record, which just came out on Clean Feed Records. Have you listened to much on that
label? I don't even know that label.
Okay, it's mainly jazz, a lot of stuff that's out of Europe.
Cool.
But Rob, he's been all around the world, but he generally actually lives in Chicago.
Okay.
Or has lived in Chicago a lot. And that's where a lot of the musicians that end up on his recordings generally seem to have come from. But an interesting side note about Rob, if you've heard of him before, he used to be in Tortoise.
I was going to say, is he part of that whole Tortoise?
Yeah, the Tortoise, Isotope.
Yeah, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
But yeah, so he's a branch out of that, you know, very based in jazz. Really cool guy, also a visual artist. You know, the artwork, obviously you can't see that on radio, but
is
I
all
can see it here. This is one of his paintings.
I love it.
Yeah. So he's an all-around Renaissance man of the 21st century. All right. So let's move on to a Renaissance woman of the 24th century, I think. She is out there. Her name is Kate Gentile. She is a percussionist and a graphic artist. She does a lot of artwork for other people's albums, but she's put together an amazing package for her last album.
That's awesome.
Which just came out, called Find Letter X. It's a 3-CD collection on Pi Recordings, which features Jeremy Viner on tenor saxophone, clarinet, and bass clarinet, pianist Matt Mitchell on piano, Prophet 6, modular synths, and electronics, Kim Cass on acoustic and electric basses, and Kate on drums, vibraphone, and compositions. We're going to listen to a track from CD3 called Psycho Radiant. This is Kate Gentile. right. That was Kate Gentile and Psycho Radiant. What did you think about that?
I liked it a lot. I just can't imagine what... Like, does every disc sound the same, or is every disc its own kind of different feel?
I would say that every disc has a variety of things. I would say that there's tracks like the one we just listened to on every disc.
Okay.
But not every song is like that.
So is it like a three... Is it basically like a triple album, like a three-hour... Well, yeah, if it was on CD, it's a triple album, but on vinyl, it would be like a six-sided...
Yeah, it'd probably be a six-sided album.
And does... And does she release... Is she prolific as well?
I'd say she puts out... I think she's only put out two or three records total.
Oh, okay.
But she works with Matt Mitchell a lot. Matt Mitchell puts out a fair amount of material.
Wow. That's pretty wild. It's a beautiful package, too. I'm really impressed. I like it. I'm a CD guy, and I like it when people put thought and effort into making the CD format something, something beautiful and artistic. Mm-hmm. So that was great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being here.
Hey,
We're getting close to the end of my first show here at the helm.
It flew.
Yes, it flew by. This is the Sane Radio Hour on CKUW. And we're going to end off today with some Aiku Morai, who she was originally in the band DNA, which was a No Wave band that we've talked about. She was the drummer then for that stint of time, but since then she's been a very prolific electronics artist, and she has shown up on a lot of the John Zorn related things. Whenever you hear bleeps and blips, usually that's her.
Very cool.
And a number of albums that she's put out have been on the Zadok label, the John Zorn label. We're going to listen to The Gaze of Basilisk off of one of those albums, and we might have time for one more song after that. We'll see what happens.
This has been an education. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being on board for this first intrepid journey into the sonic wonders of Mike Furnish's Sane Radio.
Hey, it's now Chris Mama Bowers. Sane Radio.
Here we go. The Gaze of Basilisk, Aiku Morai. Thank you. got time for one more tune here from Aiku Morai from her album Labyrinth on Zadok Records. This has been the Sane Radio Hour. I'm your host, Chris Mama Bauer. And
I'm Patrick Mike Lish, and I'll be here tomorrow at midnight.
Yes, tune in for that. That is some crazy stuff, some things to make you think.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
That was the Radio Art Hour, mostly put together from the work of Wave Farm Radio Art Fellows. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.